We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We're starting to get a closer look at all the costs of APEC, and a big one was overtime for all the police officers you saw out and about during the conference. For more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. So, Phil, city with a budget deficit and a lot of police overtime. What's this look like?
It looks expensive, Eric. Police overtime alone is running at about $9 million for the event, but that's before you put in firefighters and paramedics that were on staffed up and Muni that was staffed up. Put it all together, and you're looking at about $11 million now. But I was talking with City Hall people yesterday, and they said it's actually probably going to go higher than that. It's going to go over $11 million. And then we have all the other money that the city put in, setting things up, promoting the event, flyers, staffing. It's a ton of dough that went into this event to try to get some favorable press for the San Francisco. And it did not come cheap.
$11 million plus is, can we point to this and say this is why San Francisco's having budget troubles?
No, because our budget trouble is a lot bigger than that. But you know, not all of this is coming out of the public money. For starters, you know, I'd say that about when it all comes down, it's going to be about $5 million out of the public money, because there was a private money that was raised as well on this to try to help the city with it. About $20 million in that went there. We don't, however, know how much the Fed spent, because there was a big federal and Secret Service presence in the area, and also the state, who sent down highway patrol officers to help out with the security. So the costs are actually going to be higher. As to whether that leads to a part of the deficit, no, I wouldn't say so, because we're talking much bigger numbers when it comes to the deficit. But it does underscore, you know, when we have these events in San Francisco, whether it's a Super Bowl or a Dreamforce, there's a trade-off. They make money. It's estimated they brought some $50 million to the Bay Area and to San Francisco in spending, as these dignitaries and their delegations and the corporate leaders, you know, basically bought out all the hotel rooms and filled up the restaurants. But there is a trade-off. It costs money to keep these events up, and it also shows, you know, how much, when people say, well, why can't you keep the streets and keep the crime and keep everything going the way it was during APEC? It's in part because of these costs. Now, the idea is that, and they say the payoff is that more conventions are coming, that it's going to lead to more business in this area, and that we make the money back, okay? That's the math you work with on these things. Big events, big parties, big bills, and hopefully some kind of reward down the line for having done it.
All right, Phil, thank you very much. That's KCBS insider Phil Mateer.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts. Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.